Daniel Biss, the mayor of Evanston, is joining us again. He is running as a congressional candidate for Jan Schakowsky's seat. As you know, Daniel, you have been out there at Broadview protesting along with Kat Abagazale, and she's been indicted today on charges that she says are meant to silence the protesters and the critics. What was your take when you saw that she had been indicted?
Well, I think she's exactly right. The Trump administration is trying to intimidate those of us who are outraged by what they're doing. They're trying to frighten us out of speaking out. And there's a reason for that. The reason is they know that if everybody who is horrified by what they're doing, who is horrified by them snatching mothers out of pickup lines at school so their kid walks out of school and doesn't have someone picking them up, who is horrified by the separation of families, who is horrified by profiling random landscapers on the street based on the color of their skin, who is horrified by attacking employers and going after people just trying to earn a living. If everyone who is horrified by these outrages speaks out, it's going to stop. And so they are trying to frighten all of us, to intimidate all of us by, in this case, misusing the justice system to go after people who criticize them. We cannot be intimidated.
Yeah, you've stood firm, and you've seen a lot of ICE action in Evanston, correct?
Well, in fact, unfortunately, you didn't know this when you booked this, neither did I, but they've been all over Evanston today. I was just on the phone with a friend of mine who was able to intervene as they were about to pick up landscapers on the street. Again, they're driving up and down the street, looking around to see what person working on a lawn might happen to have brown skin, and tackling them and abducting them. It is truly, truly outrageous, and it's striking terror into our communities across not only Evanston, but the whole Chicago area.
Mr. Mayor, there seems to be one federal official standing up to Greg Bovino and others, and it's this federal judge who yesterday ordered that he meet with her daily. An appeals court earlier this afternoon put a stay on that, so called it incredibly disruptive and said that he will not have to make those daily meetings. I just wonder if you have heard about that, and if so or if not, what you might think of that.
No, I hadn't heard about that. I'm disappointed to hear that. I think that Judge Ellis has been standing up, but in an appropriate way, actually standing up for the rule of law, standing up for due process, standing up for basic accountability of government. And I'm disappointed to hear that an appeals court seems to have stayed that, but obviously these processes tend to have multiple steps, and we'll see what happens next.
A lot of people support what the president is doing, support what ICE is doing, and believe that if you are in this country without documents, that some reason you don't deserve due process. But if you are on this soil, you deserve due process. And
That's right. And there's a very practical reason for that, Lisa, which is that due process is what's used to determine whether or not you're authorized to be on this soil. If they're allowed to pick up people who they suspect of being here without authorization and then just disappear them without due process, they're going to mess up sometimes, and eventually they're going to grab you or me or someone else who is here with authorization. That's the whole point of due process. It's an orderly system to make sure that only people who are in some way appropriate to punish in some way actually get that punishment. And once you lose due process, you lose the basic functioning of society, and it becomes possible for the government to just disappear people at random because they don't like them, because they don't like what they said, because they criticize the regime for their political positions, for anything else. The due process is what makes a society work. And let's be clear. Government's got a ton of power. They have the power to incarcerate. They have the power to use force. They have the power to use violence. That power has got to come with accountability and responsibility and judiciousness. And due process is at the core of all of that.
We talked to Congressman Sean Casten earlier today about the headlines that are saying those 3,000 people that ICE says that they have apprehended and detained, no one seems to know where they are. What is going on? I mean, you used the word disappeared. Where are these people?
Yeah, it's not clear. And I also use the word abducted. And that's I want to explain why I use that word. It's because if there is due process under the law and an effort and a demonstration and some legal orderly mechanism that somebody is not authorized to be here, then, you know, I might agree or disagree with that law, but that's the way the law enforcement system works. But if someone just gets snatched, taken away, and we're supposed to trust Donald Trump and Kristi Noem that, in fact, they weren't supposed to be here, that isn't law, that isn't order, that isn't due process, that's kidnapping. And the tragedy is that's what's happening in America today.
Is there a difference in the requirements when it comes to reporting publicly someone who, say, is arrested by federal agents as opposed to deported because of immigration? I'm sorry, Your Honor, that's an awkward question. But if someone's being arrested by the FBI, it needs to be, and it is public information. The names are released. These names aren't being released. Is that, can they, by immigration law, do that, treat these people differently?
Well, it's a very serious concern, and you know we're grappling with this question just as a local municipality here in Evanston. And what our police chief has determined, and I think she's right on the money, is if there is a police report that comes in because someone's just vanished, we're going to investigate it the same whether or not it was someone who was claiming to be federal agents taking somebody away or whether it was just a random person on the street, because we can't tell the difference because they don't identify themselves. They don't say who they are. They don't prove they're who they say they are. They don't say why they're here. They don't say why they're taking the person they're taking. And we, you know, we're a police department. We're trying to keep our community safe. We can't be in the position of saying, oh, we trust you, whoever you are, anonymous masked person, go ahead and abduct our residents. Good luck. We can't do that. We've got to try to keep people safe, and that's what we're doing.
Well, and how much time and effort is that taking when you could be focused on things that might have been in your plan at the beginning of the year?
Well, that's exactly right. And I just think about this all the time. Our police department is extraordinary. They do phenomenal work keeping the people of Evanston safe, keeping the people of Evanston safe from crime, keeping the people of Evanston safe from theft. And the fact that now they're in this position of being distracted from their fundamental job to keep the people of Evanston safe from federal agents, it's an outrage and it's a tragedy and it's a shame.
Thank you so much for joining us, Mayor.
Thanks for having me.
That's Daniel Biss, the mayor of Evanston.